The body was badly scavenged, but the clothing had provided some protection against the predatory birds. Not so the flies. At the intrusion, they rose up in a buzzing swarm of irritation, sun glinting iridescent off their backs. The jeans, jacket, and boots suggested the deceased was male, as did body size and the shape of the mandible. Owl knew such indicators were unreliable, but one thing was clear. Female flies had ovoposited, and the eggs had hatched, turning an open wound into a writhing white crescent. The victim's throat had been slashed from ear to ear. "It's him," Owl said.
"Who?"
Chung snapped, slapped at a fly on his cheek. "Quincy."
"Are you?"
"Trust me, it's Porter Quincy. Check out his left hand." Chung did, noted the absence of half of the fourth digit and all of the fifth, looked a question at Owl. "IED, Kandahar." "Brittle. Show nothing." "I was there."
"Guess this time the killer wasn't the goddamn boyfriend."
"Why not the boyfriend?"
Just joining them, Petita had missed the lead-up to Chung's remark. "Because the bastard's lying right there." Owl kicked the ground with the heel of one boot. Petita stared at the body for a very long time. Then,
"The driver's calling for a crime scene unit. I'll tell him to also book a bus."
As the crunch of Petita's steps receded, Owl began walking the area, eyes scanning the dry desert soil. Something winked from the dirt near Quincy's right hip. Owl shot a few iPhone pics, then, still gloved, brushed away sand for a better look. The object was made of dark green plastic, a sliver broken from a larger, probably oval, disc. Its outer edge was smooth. Its flat surface was inscribed with white lettering and retained part of a circular hole at one end.
"Look at this,"
Owl called out, removing the aviators to better make out the wording.